Joining us this week on Engaging with the Enemy is Ticats left tackle Xavier Fulton. Xavier, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. It's a very interesting name to have for the segment.
Well, I couldn't think of anything else that was any better, so that's what we're stuck with right now.
It works.
Now, how excited are you to come back to Regina this week and get a look at this new stadium?
Honestly, it's not the stadium I'm excited for. It looks nice. I've seen photos, and as far as the stadium goes, the thing I'm most excited about is having a nice, brand new turf to play on. It's easier on the knees. I'm getting up there in age, so things like that matter to me. But the bigger picture for me, though, is coming back to see my friends and family, and to see all the fans that I've connected with over the years. That's the bigger thing for me, is that I'm coming back home, essentially, and I'm excited to see everyone there.
And how is Hamilton treating you and your family since you've moved out east?
Pretty well. Everyone here has been awesome to us. We've made a few friends, and we've found a ton of great places to eat. If you guys are coming in town, I can recommend a few spots. And, yeah, it's been amazing.
So on the field, you're one of the best O-linemen in the league, and you're a big, scary dude. What are you like outside of football, and how would you describe yourself?
Shy. I'm a shy person by nature. I look scary, but I'm really nice, I promise. My wife calls me a big teddy bear all the time. But yeah, that's me. I prefer to actually just prefer to read and actually stay in, watch documentaries. Like that's pretty much what I do outside of off the field. So.
All right, now I hear you have a love for this song.
Oh wow!
So, assuming that this is on heavy rotation in your playlist, what else is on the Xavier Fulton playlist that people may not know about? Or is it just Aqua?
Aqua is the one that I try to keep hidden from the boys, but that secret is no longer really a secret. So, there are a few other guilty pleasure songs. But it'd do me an injustice to actually name it, but I can't think of the name of a few of them right now, actually. I will say this, Britney Spears, Every Time, that one is actually, that song gets to me every time. I love it.
Great choice with Britney. I can't fault you for that, so you're in the good books there.
If you get a chance, go see her in Vegas. She's great.
I don't know if I'm going to Vegas. Too many people. It's a lot of crowds.
Just for the concert and then leave. That's what we did. It was good. All right, we're gonna do rapid fire here. Pulp or no pulp in your orange juice?
No pulp.
Great answer. That's the right answer. What's your favorite animal?
My favorite animal? I don't know. I guess I'm going to have to say a cat right now, just because we have a cat at home that absolutely adores me, so I'll go with cat.
Favorite restaurant in a CFL city?
Favorite restaurant in a CFL city? I always forget the name of it. It's in Winnipeg. That's a sit-down restaurant. That's my favorite. My favorite sit-down is it's a Mexican place that's in... it's in Winnipeg, and I always forget the name of it. They have really, really good paella. But as far as, now, like, traveling city, it's going to be Italian Star Deli in Regina, and I love that place living there, so.
Now, outside of football, what's your favorite sports team?
I'm going to go with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, I'm a Broncos fan. I got to disagree with you on that one.
Well, my brother plays for Kansas City, so I got to support him.
You have to, yeah.
What is your favorite road trip story?
Favorite road trip story? It would have to be when my wife, oh, my girlfriend, then now wife, flew out to watch us play in BC, and we actually got to stay a couple extra days and explore the city together, and that was my favorite road trip.
Okay, now, other than the obvious, getting married, winning a Grey Cup, what would you say is Xavier Fulton's greatest life achievement so far?
I'd say winning the Golden Gloves in 2012.
You won at the Golden Globes?
Yeah, super heavyweight, senior novice. Those are my first fights. I actually got, I got called to the, be told that I was traded to the Riders only a few days after my championship fight. So.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's cool. Now, if there's one other thing that that people don't know about you that you want them to know about you, what would that be?
I'd have to say that I don't know if enough people know this by now, but I have depression and anxiety, and it's something that I deal with every day. And this is another platform for me to put it out there that even us big strong guys, we're not invincible, and that it's okay to have depression, have anxiety, and just so that people know that they're not alone. This would be just another way to get that out there. Just so that no one feels like they're going through something like this on their own.
And now you've done events in Regina for this as well. I know that. And is that something that you're doing in Hamilton as well?
Yeah, we reached out to the Canadian Mental Health Branch here in Hamilton, and we're hoping to get something in the works soon, event-wise, just to get out and talk to people a bit more.
Well, we appreciate you doing that as well, because, like you said, it's not easy to come out and say that you have depression or anxiety, but like you said, another platform, and we appreciate you everything that you do for that.
Well, thank you.
And we appreciate you taking time to talk to us tonight. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure.
All right. Have a great game this upcoming week. But if you will let Willie Jefferson go by and get a couple sacks, we wouldn't be too upset.
Nah, I couldn't do that. Willie and I, we have a rapport with one another, and we can't let each other take any breaks. So,
well, good luck this week, and we hope to see you at your best.
All right. Thank you very much.
That was Xavier Fulton of the Ticats here on Engaging with the Enemy. Who would you like to hear us talk to from other teams? Submit your list on Twitter at PifflesPod.